And now to another medical study. This one isn't about drugs. It's about the surgery known as LASIK. More than 1 million Americans have had LASIK surgery on their eyes, and at least in the short term, the procedure does seem to correct people's vision. But what about the long term? A new study looks at what happens to LASIK patients 10 years after the surgery. I talked about that study earlier with Day to Day's medical expert, Dr. Sidney Spiesel. Sid's a professor at Yale Medical School, and he's a pediatrician. And he told me this research comes from patients who had once been incredibly nearsighted.
Every single person in this study was so nearsighted, for instance, that there was no way they could make out even the big E at the top of the eye chart that we're all so familiar with.
And after they had this LASIK surgery, how well were they able to see afterwards?
Well, 40% of the people had absolutely perfect vision, absolutely perfectly corrected vision. 60% had vision good enough so they probably would have passed the eye test at the driver's license bureau.
And what about the long-term effects? How are they doing, you know, a decade after having this surgery?
Well, that was, I suppose, a surprise in this study because this was 10 years out. They had these patients return 10 years later. And the great majority of them had done very well. One of the findings that they had, which was not unexpected, you see this all the time, whenever anybody gets the surgery, they gradually have a small degree of return of nearsightedness. So 10 years out, on average, they were about 15% of their original prescription. I mean, they were somewhat nearsighted, but again, might or might not have needed glasses to pass the eye test at the driver's license bureau.
And Sid, as I understand, nowadays people with that severe of a case of poor vision aren't even allowed to have this LASIK surgery anymore. How come?
Well, because the worry is that that surgery would require such extensive remodeling of the cornea, the clear window in front of your eye, that it would weaken the eye and weaken the cornea and might cause quite serious visual problems later on.
And what about people who don't have as severe of a case of poor vision? What are some of the concerns or the drawbacks of the LASIK eye surgery?
There are always, for any kind of surgery, there are always a few rare complications, and that's been true here too. Some of the patients, actually a substantial number of them, have a certain amount of dry eye afterwards, and that's a problem. In general, people have done fairly well with this surgery, I gather. The reason for this study is that this was like a worst case study. If anyone was going to have problems, the patients in this study would have had problems.
So if you're a listener and you're hearing all of this and you're thinking about maybe possibly having this kind of surgery, what's your advice? Who should get this, who shouldn't get this?
Well, my advice is to talk this over with your ophthalmologist. It's the ophthalmologist who would give you the best advice, knowing your particular eye problems and whether there be particularly helped by having this kind of surgery and whether the inconvenience, if to the degree there is some, of having the surgery would be a problem and compared with the inconvenience of contact lenses or glasses.
Opinion from Dr. Sidney Spiesel. He's a professor at Yale Medical School, and you can read his Medical Examiner column at slate.com. Thanks, Sid.
Thank you.